Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We had a wonderful guest on last week, Laura Wolf from the Berkshires, and there's just so much to talk about. I wanted to book her with another show because we really want to cover quite a bit. So Laura is the Director of Membership for the Berkshire Visitors Bureau. And Laura, you're still there, I hope.
I'm here, yep.
Okay. Well, there were so many things we touched on we really didn't go into, and so we want to make sure you have it. First of all, you mentioned something at the end of the show about auctions. What is that, and how does that work?
Sure, absolutely. So we have been for, I think, 5 or 6 years now, been running what we call the Berkshire's Dream Auction. And this is an online opportunity for our members to show off the things that they have coming up in the season, whether they be, you know, a theater organization or a museum. We also have dining certificates and overnight stays, everything you could imagine to build your Berkshire vacation is available in these auctions. And the great thing about that is that you're often able to secure your tickets or your passes for far less than you would pay retail. So it's a great opportunity to promote the Berkshires, and it's a great opportunity for customers to grab up good deals.
So how do you do it? You pick the day you're going to go and then see what they have, or you see what they have?
So, yeah, right now you could actually preview everything online. Okay. You can link to it straight from berkshires.org. You'll see a big feature for it right on our homepage. And you click through to the auction website, and you can, you know, view all of the different auction items until May 9th when the auction goes live. So that's this coming Monday. And there are over 200 items up there, and at all price ranges, at all different types of lodging venues and restaurants and activities and attractions. If you're not ready to place a bid but you want to remember something, you can actually place sort of a favorite on it, and it will, if a bid goes on, you'll get a notification about it, so we get some interesting bidding wars going that way. Mm. And the auction runs online only from May 9th through the 19th. Okay. And like I said, it's a great opportunity to grab up some deals for yourself or a gift for someone else. And then on May 19th, we close the auction at 8 p.m., I believe. And then everybody has their summer set.
Isn't that nice? That's a terrific thing. And there aren't too many convention bureaus doing this kind of stuff either. No tourism. This is the first one I've heard of.
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity for our members to get some promotion for basically the cost of the donation. So we don't charge them anything to be a part of it. It's an in-kind contribution, and it helps us raise funds that allow us then to go out and do more marketing for the region. So it's a win-win.
That is wonderful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get back to you. You had mentioned, well, we want to talk a little bit about summer camps, because if families don't start moving on that right now, they're not going to find a space. So maybe talk a little bit about camps.
Yeah, well, I mean, many people, when they think of the Berkshires, summer camp is the first thing that comes to mind. And rightfully so, because we have some really fantastic facilities here. And for decades, that's been, you know, the way that the Berkshires has been a destination for people, for families. We have a long list of summer camps on our website. So if you go to berkshires.org and under what to do, you're going to click on the camps category and find all of the different opportunities. Now, these range from day camps, which are fantastic for families who are maybe renting a house here and want to make sure that their kids have something to do during the day, to overnight experiences that last, you know, a month or all summer long. And many of the camps are specialized into either visual and performing arts or athletics. Some of them are more general, what you would consider the traditional overnight camp. And so lots of opportunities, lots of variety. So you're definitely going to be able to find the camp that's the right fit for your family. And some of them are co-ed, some of them are just boys, just girls, and it's a great opportunity for your kids to be outdoors, to make new friends, to be exposed to communities outside of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and develop some skills, whether that be in art or athletics or whatever it may be.
That sounds wonderful. So they can look up the information and call. And you want to do it sooner rather than later because they fill up.
I would definitely, yeah, suggest that you want to make sure that your camp plans for the summer are made very soon. Of course, there's an awful lot of loyalty to your camp. Once you've gone one summer, that's your, you know, you become an alum of that camp and you want to return every summer. That was my experience growing up. outside of the Adirondacks. I was a summer camper and then a counselor, and you know, it gets in your blood. So you know, make sure you make your reservations early, and you know, make sure that you talk through exactly what it is that you're looking for out of your camp experience, so that you get the right fit. And oftentimes, you can actually book a camp session right through the website of the camp itself. So it's really convenient, but they're always willing to talk to you about exactly what the day-to-day life at camp is going to be like. So don't hesitate, if you're considering booking a session, to give a call and make sure that you know exactly what you're getting into.
Okay, that is great. Yeah. So we wanted to mention that. And now we're going to get back to the mainstream stuff. And I wanted to ask you about one of the things that I remember was you during the summer, there's a tremendous amount of wonderful craft shows and special events like that. Do you have any input?
There are, yes. Many of our venues who are open year-round or open for the bulk of the season and have their own permanent collections or their own regular programming will also host events, special events, over certain weekends. One of our favorites is the Berkshire Crafts Fair, and that's actually running August 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's a long-running show and just a great opportunity to get handmade items, finely made artisan jewelry, furniture, ceramics, textiles, whatever you're looking for. So we definitely suggest taking a look at that one. There are shows, especially as we enter the fall season, the Berkshire Botanical Gardens, which is a great place to visit any day.
I didn't talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a fantastic artisan and craft festival in September. It depends on the season, of course, the year, but late September, early October, as does Hancock Shaker Village, their traditional country fair, which features artisans from around the region, as well as some traditional Shaker-style crafters. If you're looking specifically for Shaker, that's a great place to visit. So the best thing to do, I would say, is to visit Berkshires.org and go to the calendar. Look at the dates that you have available to potentially visit and see what types of special activities are happening at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, the what happens to the ski centers off season? I mean, I know you're so busy during the winter, but are the properties being used during the spring, summer, and fall?
They absolutely are. Yeah. Speaking of summer camps, many of the ski facilities actually run day camps for kids, including Bosque, which is right here in Pittsfield. It's sort of in the center of the Berkshires. Geographically, they have a great day camp because they have fantastic facilities that include water slides and mini golf and,
fun stuff.
Those kids will be exhausted when they're done with that day.
Yeah.
A lot of the ski properties do have summertime and spring and fall as well activities, so that they're up and running all the time.
Okay. Now, another big attraction, in the Hudson Valley for residents is they love the farms and the, these unique specialty item farm stands and things like that. And was there one Adams? Is that up there? I'm trying to remember where things are, but I would bet you have some up there.
We do. We have a lot of great farms that are producing things for our restaurants and our stores, but they also often welcome visitors. One of the best examples of that is the Ioka Valley Farm, which is just down the road from Jiminy Peak in Hancock, Mass. And they're year-round. It's really a great family experience, whether you're looking for your Halloween pumpkin or your Christmas tree or your maple syrup, whatever it is. So Ioka Valley Farm is a great opportunity for families to visit together. They have a petting zoo. Great, you can walk around, just explore, and get a little bit of a sense of what farm life is like. They also have a small restaurant, cafe, and a gift shop, so plenty to entertain and enjoy. Many of our more traditional farms who are sourcing things for restaurants also welcome visitors. Cricket Creek Farm in Williamstown is a cheese producer as well as livestock. So you can go there, visit their farm store, and really get a sense of what farm life is like, which unfortunately for a lot of kids these days, they don't have a lot of experience with where their food is coming from.
No, they don't.
So that's an important message that we try and make sure that as often as possible we're weaving into our story. The first CSA program in North America was actually started in the Berkshires.
Was it really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very innovative. Your listeners aren't aware, a CSA program is, of course, buying into a farm for the season. So you are providing funds for the farmer in advance, and then you get a share every week or every couple of weeks. You're getting a share of the harvest. So it really ties you to the success of your local farmer.
Yeah, it stands for Community Supported Agriculture.
That
started up with you? Wow, that's fantastic.
Well, the first one was here in the Berkshires.
Wow.
And now we have many, many CSA programs of all different styles. Sometimes you're involved in actually volunteering at the farm and helping with harvest, helping with weeding, whatever it might be. Other times it's more of a straightforward, you're picking up on a weekly basis. But it's such an important part of our culture here. And the farm-to-table movement itself is something that we really grasp and really celebrate. So many of our restaurants are sourcing locally, and more and more so, it seems. And that's just...
Well, let's talk about your restaurants, because that's you've got pretty much something for everybody. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about them and really good food up there. That's something I noticed.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are a lot of great restaurants here in the Berkshires, and many of whom are either under new ownership or who are undergoing some sort of renovation or change. So we have some exciting things happening there. Just starting in Great Barrington, there are 3 restaurants that have new ownership or some change happening there. The Well, which is a favorite, that and 20 Railroad Street will unveil themselves in, I think, this month as a new property under new ownership and management. Fantastic restaurants all the way throughout the Berkshires as you go. We have 32 towns and cities here in our region.
Wow. I didn't know that.
And that's just within the formal borders of Berkshire County. But, of course, we think of the Berkshires as a much larger geographic area than that. We have businesses who work with us who are in southern Vermont and northwest Connecticut, and certainly in Columbia and Rensselaer counties of New York. Because as a visitor, especially if you're from out of the region or if you're an international visitor, these state lines and county lines are not very meaningful.
That's true. Yep.
It's really about the experience. So
anywhere you could take a cooking course or anything like that, a place where you stay and cook or something?
There are some, specifically, I couldn't name one right now, but I know that some of the B&Bs do that. There is a cooking school in the Berkshires, and I would definitely, if somebody's interested in that, they'd want to Google health and wellness and cooking lessons in our region. And there are workshops galore. So there are some of our retailers are beginning to do some workshops, as well as, of course, the museums and the historic sites are teaching their traditional crafts. And so depending on what it is that you want to take away, oftentimes these are courses that are compressed into one weekend. So you can really get some intense training in something and then go take that skill home with you and continue to grow. So.
Yeah. And sometimes you have some, a B&B owner that, knows how to pick mushrooms, and they'll teach you how to find the right mushrooms and things specialty things that have to do with the region. So, but the fact that farm to table is so important, that I would think you're going to get really great food reflected in the restaurants there. And
you're absolutely right. Yeah. So much of it is coming right from our landscape. One of the greatest examples of that is actually a fairly new restaurant in Housatonic called Pleasanton, Maine. And the owner, Craig Barrow, is really, really skilled and knowledgeable about locally harvested things. He's oftentimes the one going out into the woods to find, the ramps or the mushrooms that are going to be incorporated into his dishes. And he's also made great connections with local farmers. So it's just one example of so many of our restaurant owners and chefs who are really making the most out of being here.
Do you still have the Red Lion Inn? I mean, that used to be very famous. Everybody would want to eat at the Red Lion. Is that?
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. And the Red Lion, the chef from the Red Lion Brian Alberg has recently opened a new kitchen in Pittsfield, about 20 minutes north of Stockbridge, where the Red Lion is, at Hotel on North, which is a new property here. And it's a, I think, 45-room boutique hotel right in downtown. Mm-hmm. And their restaurant is, you know, run by the same chef with a very, very different approach to the menu. So some very different, you know, opportunities for cuisine.
Mm. It's nice you could stay and eat, just like the mm-hmm. Red Lion, you could stay and then you dine there. And Stockbridge yep. Is a beautiful little town. Also, I should mention, well, if you're in Stockbridge, the Divine Mercy Shrine is there, which is a huge international destination also.
That's right. Yeah, you know, they have a huge, huge, tens of thousands of people on their annual Mercy Sunday event, which just happened a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, the weather was really chilly for that this time around, but they still had an incredible showing.
You still have enough places for everybody to stay with that when that happens?
Oh, they're crammed in there, yeah.
Oh, wow. Isn't that something?
Buses and buses of people that weekend, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So yeah. That's Stockbridge, and it still looks like a Norman Rockwell kind of little village, the way you have everything, you know, beautifully maintained and all. It's very nice.
It is. It's very walkable, some really great little shops there. And something to note about Stockbridge is that they recreate the Stockbridge at Christmas Norman Rockwell scene each year in early December. So if you're feeling nostalgic, make your plans to see that recreation with all the antique cars and everything.
Antique cars too, huh? Wow, mm-hmm. isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, that takes a lot of work.
It does.
And the people that live there are dressed up in period costume?
Of course, and there are carolers on the porch and everything you could imagine.
Wow. Well, so that should be on your event calendar. We got to look that up and see when.
Yes, find that. Yep.
When it's going to be. All right. So let's see. So we're kind of looking around and see what kind of things. We didn't talk much about the botanical gardens. Maybe you can tell everybody. There's a lot of people who love gardens, so that might be
especially
a great destination.
Especially at this time of year, don't we all need a little bit of color and some green buds on the trees, which are just starting to happen here. It's probably a little bit earlier for you where you are.
Yes.
But yeah, our tulips are just beginning to flower, so it's a great time. I believe that the Berkshire Botanical Gardens open formally on May 1st each year. And so definitely take a look at their website. They are an organization that does a lot of special events throughout the season, so you may find one that will encourage you to visit at a particular time. But any time from now through early November, I would say, is a great time to see the botanical gardens. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to tour there a few weeks ago and take some pictures of some very, very early plants and buds. And it's just a beautiful, expansive property that has a lot of variety and such a knowledgeable group of staff and volunteers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And very relaxing, too. So
absolutely. So if you need to, you know, stave off the urge to plant, which is a little too early still, at least for us here in the Berkshires. We're supposed to wait until Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
You can at least get some inspiration and enjoy some color at the botanical garden.
Yep. And the other one, maybe you could tell us a little bit about the Berkshire Museum, because that's a natural history museum, I think, right? Which is rather unique for the area.
That's a big part of what they offer there. Yep. There is a fantastic collection from a natural history perspective at the Berkshire Museum. They have also a Hall of Innovation, which is a fantastic opportunity, very hands-on area for kids to see some of the innovations and inventions that have been born here in the Berkshires, and to try their hand at some things, to do some interactive exhibits and experiences. And then the Berkshire Museum also has an ever-changing round of visiting exhibitions. They, no matter when you're there, you're going to see something new and something that's from outside of their specific permanent collection. So that's a great opportunity. Very family friendly and is centered right in downtown Pittsfield. So a good spot to visit if you're here in town.
Now, Pittsfield is like in the center. If you were going to try to find a location to do like a hub and spoke, say you're going to stay a week and you want to stay in a central location and then go out in different directions, what would be your cities that are the villages?
Yeah, that could certainly work. Pittsfield and the surrounding regions have certainly lodging opportunities for you, and you could stay there and then make your day trips up to Williamstown and North Adams, down to Great Barrington and Stockbridge and Lee. So, yeah, that's not a bad way to do it for sure.
Yeah.
If you have a stretch of time where you think you might be able to stay in multiple properties, then I would say, you know, plan your route and maybe stay in the southern Berkshires and work your way up to the northern Berkshires. There's a lot of ways to do it, for sure. Yeah.
How far, if you were driving from the southern to the northern, how long a drive is that, would you say?
If you're just doing a straight shot, which, you know, is a beautiful scenic ride, I would say it probably takes about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes.
That's not bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can, you know, get around very easily with that. That's a nice way to do things, but Williamstown had, there's like museums up there and some other stuff. Where's Massmoka?
Yep, Massmoka is in North Adams, which is just a few miles to the east of Williamstown. And that's a great, actually, if you're looking for art of all kinds, then I would say one of the greatest opportunities in the Berkshires is to combine Williamstown and North Adams so that you go to the Clark Art Institute.
Oh, the Clark,
in Williamstown. And then Massmoka, the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams. Massmoka is already a huge complex with fantastic art installations, but also live performances. And over the next few years, they're going to be undergoing an expansion that will make them the largest contemporary art center in North America.
Wow.
So we're very excited about that growth at an already fantastic site. And then at the Clark, they are, this season will be hosting, the Clark Art Institute will be hosting Splendor, Myth, and Vision, Nudes from the Prado. So works of great masters, old masters from Madrid, from the
They're bringing in from Spain.
Art Museum in Madrid, that will open on June 11th.
Mm-hmm.
So old masters and a fantastic permanent collection at the Clark, and then some really great contemporary works at Massmoka.
Fantastic. Well, I can't believe we filled another half hour talking about the Berkshires. And we covered
it all day.
Yeah, and we, you know, we had to squeeze in these art guys at the end here. That's wonderful. But let's give the website and the information, you know, because that's really to plan. Going to the website, you really have everything on there, and it's very well laid out. So
definitely. Yeah. So for all things Berkshire, you want to go to berkshires.org, and we do have a very extensive calendar area there. You'll find literally thousands of opportunities, date-specific things that could help you plan your trip. So the calendar on berkshires.org. That website will also be where you find your link through to our Berkshires Dream Auction, which is running online from May 9th through the 19th. Great opportunity to see what's coming up this season and to grab up some great deals on tickets, passes, gift certificates, special behind-the-scenes tours, whatever it may be. Great opportunity to make sure that you plan your own getaway or to give a gift to someone else.
Wonderful. Sounds fantastic. And I think you probably still do hard copy visitor guides, right? If somebody needs to order one of those, you can get it on there?
Absolutely, yes. Yep. You can find a spot on our homepage at berkshires.org to order your printed guide.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll mail that right out to you. They're hot off the press.
Oh,
we just got those a couple weeks ago. So another great opportunity to have something in hand to guide your way.
Well worth it. There's so many things to do. You really have no problem. I mean, the hardest part is fitting everything into the amount of time that you're there. So
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I thank you very, very much, Laura. We really appreciate it. And we'll hope maybe we can get you guys on again in the fall and tell us what's happening when the leaves change, too.
We'd be happy to.
Okay, so you take care, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful trip to the Berkshires. There's so much to do. Remember that we do archive the old shows on the website. It's www.realcountryhv.com. You can go and listen again. Take care.